What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. But seriously, head on over to No House Advantage. Whether you're trying to play NBA, MLB, NFL, or PGA contests, you can do that. You don't have to worry about fantasy points. You're worried about player props. You can use the promo code AwesomeMo. Get $20 and an instant match deposit bonus when you sign up. Who doesn't like free money? Beat your friends, not the house. You download the app in the App Store and win big with player props today at No House Advantage. Ben, we both went 2-1 yesterday in our NBA bets, and now we are here for a really interesting one. It's the MLB Home Run Derby.
Yeah, this is a different, obviously it's a one-off. We did a little brunch yesterday, so you know what? Like most times when I go to brunch the next day, I kind of like to ease into it. And the Home Run Derby is nice. This is one I have a feeling. We have not talked about this. You're going to take some fun bets. I'm going to take some fun bets. Maybe just a couple bites of bacon here, and we're going to have some fun today.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. The Home Run Derby is, I don't want to say random, because it's obviously not random, but anybody could win today, and I would not be super surprised, although Trey Mancini would be a little bit shocking to me. So we're going to go two bets. We normally go three. Unfortunately, we do not have a side of No House Advantage today. We still love them, but there's no sports today. We don't really have any options. There are no contests that you could actually play in, so we can't provide you any sides, but we will provide sides throughout the rest of the week. Would you like to go first or second on a bit of a heater right now, 2-1 yesterday? Floor is yours if you want it.
No, I don't. I'm going to cash in my run good here. Been on a nice uptrend. I'm gonna try to coast off your lead in this one.
Okay, so I like the two bets that I'm making. They both can't win at the same time, but that's neither here nor there. Quarter strips of bacon for both of my bets today. I just want to put that out there right now. These lines are longer. I don't recommend anybody put healthy amounts of money on anything that you can do here in the Home Run Derby. But first one for me, quarter strip of bacon on Pete Alonso to win the Home Run Derby plus 500 is the 2019 winner, by the way. I didn't want to go to the Chuck Ohtani right out of the gate. We know that Pete Alonso can win a Home Run Derby. I started this by pulling projections from Steamer so I can compare guys to each other. Ohtani, Gallo, Alonso, Matt Olson, they sort of separated themselves from the other four. There was pretty clear delineation to me statistically. So those four guys are 2-2 on both sides of the bracket, and they're all four spot, like all four quadrants. They're not going to face each other unless they all win, which is kind of crazy to me. So in this spot, I'm taking Alonso to get past Ohtani, go on to the final, and win. Right-handed power profiles a little bit better in Colorado than lefty power. That's just enough for me to give the nod to Alonso against the other three guys who are all lefties.
No, obviously no problem with it. You mentioned that, of course, he can win, former winner. He's a guy that I'm a little worried about when you hear my first bet. I'm going to go to a little chalkier. And again, I'm going to tone down the units. I'm going to go to a half because mine are not nearly as improbable. In fact, they are favorites. I'm going to say that the winner comes from the American League. It's at minus 195, so it's a little juicy. But again, just to win a half a strip here. And first thing that stands out, I have an extra guy. So there's eight contestants, five are from the American League. So right off the bat, that's very good. Then I look at the situation, and really, when you look at the betting board, the top of the board is littered with AL players, and then you've got Pete Alonso. So I look at the situation. I'm worried a little about Story, I guess you could say, but honestly, to me, it's more of a fade that if Alonso doesn't win, I think certainly Ohtani, Gallo, Olson, guys like that going to be in the mix. They're going to have ample opportunities. There's not, as you mentioned, they did a good job with the quadrants, so I think my best AL players will have opportunities to knock out some of these NL players and really shrink that quickly. So, you know, getting it under minus 200, again, just as a flyer, my plan, win that one. And then if I do sprinkle on an outright or something, I'm kind of free rolling for the day.
I like it. The AL guys profile significantly better. Three of the top four. Alonso was just like, we basically just went in the opposite direction there. I focused in on the longer odds for Alonso, and you were just like, now I'm cornering the market on the high end. Yeah, it's, both are very obvious. Like, you know, they go hand in hand, sort of, so to speak. Another quarter strip of bacon. Now I'm going a little bit of a different direction. I'm bringing the chalk in for this one, but not too crazy because I don't care who wins. Shohei Ohtani and Matt Olson as the final group plus 600. If I'm wrong about Alonso, I think it means that Shohei Ohtani is in the final of the Home Run Derby. He clearly projects as the top option, both in the betting markets and to me statistically, has the highest projected steamer ISO of all eight guys in the Derby by almost 20 points, mind you, and the highest expected home run per plate appearance rate. If Ohtani does make it, I didn't want to go with the other favorite on the opposite side of the bracket, which would be Joey Gallo. To me, I think Gallo and Olson are basically equals in this format. Their stat line, projected stat lines are basically identical, but Gallo's at plus 360 to win outright. Olson's plus 500. To me, those guys should be a lot closer in those odds. So I'm just pushing Olson into the final, get a little bit more different. That gets me to the plus 600 for that matchup.
I hope that's the final. That would really help me for my first bet. So I can live with that. Let's get it done. My second bet is, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I have deep analysis on this, but I'm first of all, I'm excited to root this on. There is a prop about the longest home run, and it is over under 519 and a half feet. That seems like ridiculous, but the more I look, the more I leaned over, and I'm going to take the over here. They're in Colorado. The balls are going to be a little juiced up. It's a situation where MLB is kind of working behind the scenes to push this over in a way. I think they've set the table for these guys to really do some mammoth things. I think the thing, you know, in general with the Home Run Derby, obviously the number, when a guy gets on a run and he hits a ton, that makes some news. But really what gets Twitter and things lit up is the moonshot, the Ohtani shot, anyone just hitting something so far that it's just obscene. And I think we see that tonight. I am excited to watch because, of course, again, since this is in Coors, you couldn't ask for a better opportunity. Now, the line, of course, is higher than if it was in a different park, but I don't think it's high enough. So with all these guys, so many home runs are going to be hit. I think someone's going to be able to push over 519 and a half feet tonight just for a little half strip of bacon for me to close out my Home Run Derby betting card.
I actually really like that, and it makes me think, if we think that number is ultra efficient, like that's just like the correct median point for this, that means that there's possibilities that people are hitting like 540 and 550 foot home runs today,
just unlikely
on that right side tail, which is really wild to me. Somebody has the opportunity to hit like a true bomb. So Home Run Derby and Coors, it actually makes me very, very interested to watch. Two bets up, two bets down. I don't have anything else today. Do you have anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
So I said this on our previous video. I'm just going to say it all week because it's that important. The British Open is this week for golf. I know a lot of people watching this video, they like the hoops, and we respect that. It's a great final so far, but there's no better time to try out a new sport, particularly golf, because this is a fun week. Great coverage on TV, and we're going to have you covered from betting to DFS to one and done. Anything that you're doing, we're going to have you covered here. Me and Josh will be doing our contenders video tomorrow for that, so stay tuned on that. We got a lot of exciting things. I know football is fast approaching. Do not worry. We've got you covered there as well, so really exciting stuff. Enjoy the Home Run Derby tonight.
There we go, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. One last reminder, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. Helps us out a ton, helps you out a ton because you don't want to miss this content. We will be back tomorrow with the Breakfast Menu All-Star Game Edition. You don't want to miss that. And as Ben said, PGA Contenders as well. We got a big one. We got a major this week. Good luck tonight, everybody. Enjoy the All-Star Game. We'll be back again tomorrow morning with another edition of the Breakfast Menu, served up by No House Advantage.
True Lies has been on AMC lately. It's taken up most of my time.
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Really? I thought you'd watch that. I said that only because I thought you would watch that like frequently.
No, I don't think I've watched it ever. If I had,
that's a bad decision. It's a really good bad movie.
I mean, did it come out? Like 93?
95, I want to say.
Release date July 15th, 1994.
Oh, that hurts.